had a couple guys that came off limited and went to full participation. Justin Blaylock moved up, and so did Nate Stupar. Harry Douglas was still a non-participant in practice. And the rest of them stayed at the same status.
Stupar, he's been able to help you out on special teams with some tackles and so forth. How's he been playing for you recently?
He's done a nice job on the cover teams. He really has. He's had a couple of tackles in critical situations, inside the 20, which got us some long drive starts. But he's done a good job for us.
And that'll be important with Jacoby back there this week.
It'll be very important. He's not only a good kickoff returner, but he's very good as a punt returner as well. So it's going to be important for us to do a very good job kicking the ball. We are not sure, what the wind conditions are going to be up there. And we may, we may have to really cover some. We can't rely on Matt always kicking the ball out of the end zone.
Does it get swirling off the harbor a little bit?
It does. My recollection of the time I spent there is that sometimes the flags lie. When you look up at the top of the stadium, it is a swirling wind. Okay. Got easy.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about Roddy and Julio both holding themselves accountable for the drops they've had. And, do you see it just a matter of fundamentals and looking the ball into your hands?
Well, the first thing I want to say is that it doesn't surprise me one bit. We've got a group of accountable guys in our locker room, and I think it's something that we have stressed, that we've got to get better at, and we know that we can't leave plays out there on the field. We've got to go out and try to make the plays when they're presented to us and not worry about making the big plays. And, there's a number of reasons behind whether you catch the ball or not, and we've addressed those with those guys. And anticipate great improvement this week.